Oh, God, that was hard. Okay, but we're in. I've done it. And the door is locked and... Whoa, what was that? Doctor? Doctor? Are you awake? Hey, doctor, hey. Now calm down. It's just me. Zita, yes, it's Zita. Hi. Hey. Yes, we've left the hospital now. This is my house. Oh, I had some friends help. They owed me a favor. Oh, now please don't struggle. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Doctor, please calm down. I don't want to have to gag you. Well, I suppose I don't really need to. No, there's no one else around right now. My house is very... removed? It would be weird, actually, if someone were able to hear you. Oh, well, my house is a little way away from the city, but it's in the middle of a large spot of private land. Yeah, no one around for miles. Mm-hmm. So it's just you and me, just the way it should be. What? No. No, doctor, please don't say things like that. You must know that's not true. I brought you here because I care for you. No, because I love you. I love you, and I want to take care of you the same way you looked after me. Can't you see that? Maybe it's too soon. That's okay. I understand. Maybe, after I've explained, after I've told you my plans, maybe then you'll see. Maybe then you'll just relax and enjoy the love I know you feel for me. Isn't it much nicer, me sitting beside you, rather than looming all the way up there? I can't. I can't yet, Doctor. I can't untie you. Not until I'm sure. Circulation? Oh, now I know that you're the doctor here, but I'm not a fool. I'm paid attention, promise. None of these knots are on joints, or pressure points, or nerves. You're perfectly safe. So long as I move you or turn you every hour or so, you'll be fine. Though I'm hoping I won't need to keep you tied for that long. So, we're alone now. It's quiet. And we have... all the time in the world. I'll tell you why I brought you here. Your colleagues. Oh, forgive me, Doctor, but they won't be looking for you. No. No, even if I didn't make sure they wouldn't think to look for you, none of them would even care you were gone until they had a problem. I wish you could see what I see, Doctor. They use you. They take advantage of your kind nature and your skills. You do so much on that ward. So many lives are saved by you. And you alone. And all they ever do is take. Take and take and take and take and take and take and... Sorry. I'm sorry, but they just make me so... It doesn't matter. I've taken you away from there now. You're safe. They won't take advantage of you anymore. Instead, here with me, you'll always have the gratitude and thanks you deserve for being such a kind, skilled, and generous doctor. Oh, you're so modest. Really, you are. I could almost believe you don't understand what you've done. After the accident, when I woke up, everything was so dark. It was bleak. I couldn't see the way forward, or even if I wanted to find the way. I was so very lost, Doctor. Before you arrived that first day, I was ready to end everything. I wanted to die, do you understand? But you... Then you arrived. You brought me light. You fixed my battered and broken body, and you healed all the wounds on the surface. Yes, yes, of course. But you did so much more than that. You healed the ones inside, too. With your laughter, your passion, your care. You healed all the wounds on the inside that no one but the most observant can ever see. You found each one and soothed it with your voice, your smiles, your energy. You gave me hope. You gave me my life back. I thought I'd never walk again. I thought I'd never smile or laugh again. All of those things, and so much more, I do now because you gave the ability back to me. With your skill. With your knowledge. With your love. Oh, come on. There's no one else here. You really don't need to hide it anymore. Are you trying to tell me you really don't remember saying it? Okay. Okay, I'll play your game. I'll remind you. 2 months ago, it was a Wednesday. I'd just had physio. It was raining and the droplets were pouring down the window in long, wriggling streams. I was sitting there, watching them, wondering if I'd ever be able to go outside and enjoy the world the way I used to. I thought I was alone, and I said aloud how much I wanted to walk again. I said I would go out in every shower of rain and dance like a dervish if only I could walk again. And you were there. You heard me. I didn't even know you were there until you put your hand on my shoulder and gave me the faintest of squeezes. Zita, you said to me. Zita, by everything I love and hold dear, you will walk again. Not because I want you to, or even because the physios think you can. You'll walk because you deserve to. Do you remember that, Doctor? You called me a beautiful human being. And you told me how much you loved my fire and passion and determination. You said I deserved it. Do you remember? Yes. Yes, I did. And you told me you loved my light. Well, that light is only there because you gave it back to me, Doctor. It's only there because you found it in me and pulled it forward. And now I want to give it to you. Hmm? Well, we're all alone now. At last. This time, I can take off my clothes and yours as well. We can finally be together as we were always meant to. Chest to chest. Skin to skin. Heart to heart. There. Doesn't that feel good, Doctor? Oh, I've wanted this for so long. I've wanted to feel your skin on mine. But not like an examination, but together, like this, intimate and loving. So good. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You can cry out, you can make sound, you can call your pleasure to the ceiling. No one will hear you. Just me. It's just us. Just us. Now, it's time for me to thank you properly. To give you everything, every part of me. I want you to have me, all of me. Oh. First, let me kiss you. Let me kiss you here. And here. And here. And down. Isn't that good? Huh? Isn't that nice? And down some more. So good. And down again. What? No, Doctor, it's fine. You don't have to pretend anymore. There's no one else here. Please let me do this for you. Please let me show you how much you mean to me. How grateful I am for everything you've done. Yes. Yes. Oh, no. And lower. Let me touch you. Let me feel you in me. Taste you. Oh, please. Oh. Oh. What? 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 Oh. Oh, you want to... Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Well, Doctor, we have plenty of time for me to thank you, but if you want to taste me, let me slide up to your mouth. Oh, yes. Doctor, wake up! Doctor! Please! Please!